Ocean FM.
Fáilte isteach go Arts North West. You're very welcome to Arts North West. Ag Craola ó Ionad na Atlanta, ag Lúnín, broadcasting from the Glens Arts Centre in Manor Hamilton in North Leitrim, with myself, Brendan Murray. This is our final programme before we break for the summer. We'll be back in early September. And we feature on this week the second of two dramatic productions by Manor Hamilton Youth Theatre. That'll be in the second half of the show. But while we break, I just want to give a shout out to a few events that are happening in the Northwest area. The virtual Sligo Jazz Festival is on this week and runs until Sunday. You'll get all the details on sligojazz.ie. It features Snow Poet, Ashley Pizzotti, and our own Conor Guilfoyle and Mike Nielsen. Fantastic lineup there. Locally based artist Alison Pilkington has an exhibition at The Model, which runs until the end of September, and I look forward to getting in and having a look at her, because her unsettling landscapes are very humorous and quite absurd. It's called I Build My Own Island. So that's at The Model, goes on until the end of September, and hopefully we'll have Alison here to chat about her work in September. The Sligo FLA, or FLA Fest as it's been known this year, of course, is a virtual FLA Kiol, like most things in the arts world these days. And as part of it, under our Across the Lines International Fund for Ireland coordinator, Ruth Gonsalves Moore, is organising some, if you like, some fringe events, which are will be, you know, part of the FLA Fest, taking part in the Hawkswell. And we live streamed on Monday the 2nd of August is the Two Revs. In other words, two reverends, Canon Gary Hastings, the great flute player, and Reverend Father Seamus Quinn from Belcoo, accompanied by Sligo-based award-winning dancer and musician Samantha Harvey. So that's on the 2nd of August. And then there's a Traditions Meets, a one-off collaboration of traditional tunes crossing over and back between the traditions of the Ulster Scots and traditional Irish music. That's from the Gig Rig at the Peace Park in Sligo, and live stream. That'll be on Friday the 6th of August at 3 p.m. And a very interesting one, which is the bringing together on stage of the Lambeg, Bowron and Djembe drums, paired with Illan pipes, whistles and guitar, with musicians from Derry, Londonderry, Bangor and Newry, performing original and traditional songs, which together will create a powerful, primal and joyful celebration of the varying traditions. Again, that's from the Gig Rig, and that's on Sunday the 8th of August at 2:30 p.m. The Musical Traditions Meet programme, supported by the Department of Tourism, Culture, Arts and Gaeltacht, under the Decade of Centenaries initiative, and are taking place as part of the virtual FLA Kiol, which you'll find all details online. And finally, Music Generation Sligo and Music Generation Mayo have partnered for the first time to launch a new interactive summer camp for children, which takes place next week, July 26th to the 30th, for children aged 7 to 12 years of age. Very interesting work on the Glockenspiel camp, which features two top musicians from the Irish Chamber Orchestra and Music Generation Sligo. If you want to get details on that, you'll get them from Roisin Egan, who's the Development Officer at Music Generation Sligo. She's at 086 032 0520 or Roisin Egan at msletb.ie. The Leitrim Sculpture Centre in Manor Hamilton has been, for over 20 years, one of the focal points for artistic endeavour, I think it's fair to say, in nationwide, particularly when it comes to multidisciplinary art forms like sculpting, glass blowing, ceramics, pottery, but also fine art, of course. And it's renowned for the residencies it runs every year, attracting artists from not just nationwide, but from all over Europe and beyond. And over the last number of weeks, as a Zaragoza-based artist, Paco Simon, has been working on a residency with the Sculpture Centre, and I'm delighted to welcome him here today. You're very welcome, Paco.
Thank you.
Paco, maybe you'd give us a brief background of your own life in art and how you came to it.
Okay, so I was born in Barcelona because my father was working there at that time. So I have two more brothers born in Barcelona. But then we moved to Zaragoza. So I start to, you know, so many child when I start to have skills to draw things like that. So my parents took me to the art school in Zaragoza. So then,
and was there art in your family? Was your
no? Yes, my father has very good drawing, but the technical drawing. So he was very, you know, precise doing things like that. No, and no one in my family is in the art world. So we went to the I went to the school. So there I met three friends of mine. So we create a group of artists called Grupo Forma. And during we were in the school at the time. I'm talking about in 1972. I was 18 years old. So we make a lot of interesting things. We were a kind of a transgress group. So we do some kind of Dada installation, and we were very young. And in Spain, it was not easy at that time
because Franco was still in power,
Franco,
of course.
And so everything you do must be under the table. You know, sometimes I think it's very interesting because you find a way to escape from that. So it's in one way it's more creative,
right? So, and then as a reaction to the oppression.
And then when you have the freedom, total freedom, sometimes you go more. It's easy. So find the difficulties, you do sometimes very good things.
And then we might take a leap forward. What brought you here to Leitrim?
What I bring to Leitrim? Okay, so when Sean invited me
to make a
proposal to come here, I was thinking I'm mostly a painter. Anyway, I make a lot of installations. So that's the reason I met Sean and all the people here. Traveling around the world. We met, I think, Sean in Israel in 1995. So, but, okay, so for this, I was a little bit confused when I came here. So, but once I saw the space, I was thinking to bring out, because I used color a lot, to make a strong painting using landscape. So when I came here, in fact, it's my second time, but the first time was very short. I saw the landscape, the beautiful landscape you have, and it's amazing, no? Especially coming from Spain, because even in Zaragoza is kind of dry, it's very close to the city,
yes.
It's a desert. Then you move to the Pyrenees, and it's different. So, but I see here everything so green from the bottom,
yes,
to the top. Maybe even it's the better time of the year. I don't know. You are from here. But I say, okay, I love these amazing mountains, these valleys. And they say, I would like to add my color to this landscape, what I try to do.
And just coming to that, because it's called Illuminating Walks. The exhibition opened last Friday in the Sculpture Centre, and it continues on. When does it?
I think until the 8th of August.
The 8th of August. It's a beautiful, beautiful exhibition. Congratulations! I had the pleasure of attending last Friday, and it's one giant canvas and two smaller pieces.
It's no canvas. It's on paper.
Sorry, paper.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Now, so this your attraction, because I know you explained to me before. Your attraction to working with this particular type of paper and what it does.
Yeah, because I do in this way because it's a big piece and I'm going to have an exhibition in Spain after that. So I was thinking maybe I can use this painting, no? But and that is the reason I make it in pieces, because we can, after that, we can download the art, they can send me in Spain in a little, you know, box, not like a 16-meter box. So, and I found in several pieces in this more or less same style. And it's nice because, okay, you start to paint in the whole thing, but little by little you paint page by page. So then you need to move all the time to find the next space to continue the drawing. So you are going back and forth all the time. But in the other hand, It looks like a how do you call it, like a mosaic, yes, or like a tapestry, mosaic, hanging, yes, like a tapestry.
Absolutely.
And all these differences between, because it's not absolutely flat, so gives the painting a different dimension.
And there's also an installation element to the exhibition.
Yeah, because...
which, by the way, just for people, and I really would encourage everybody to go and have a look at it. It's quite a surprise, and it's a beautiful delight, the installation.
Thank you. Yeah, because the space is so beautiful. The gallery, mm-hmm, is fantastic. It's like a museum in one way.
Yes.
I think many places would love to have a gallery like that, no? And then I think maybe because I try to do something in connection what I see in the, so it's not only the landscape, it's the way of life. So I see that you have a lot of farmers in this area. So I start to find all the time, because I try to walk sometimes, and they always find a fence at the end. So I have the fence in my eyes, no? And also I try to use these elements they have for feeding the animals. So the trout and the circular.
Yes.
So,
And then your imposition of the coloring, which is so rich, because you spoke about color. And I think obviously you've been very influenced by Dali and, you know.
Used to say more, maybe even Miró, Joan Miró.
Yeah? Miró,
yeah.
Yes.
I think it's something very not common, but many artists in the Mediterranean, you know. Use color.
So what we're getting really is an Irish, typical Irish landscape, but with a Mediterranean flavor.
Yeah.
They're not classic landscapes in terms of realism, because you know you use form and the structures on it, and even the way you've approached it in terms of the materials you use,
yeah,
gives it another dimension.
Yeah, in fact, in my case, I use color even more than, because yeah, the artists from the Mediterranean, I think maybe Italy or Spain, France, use a lot of color, light. And I see a little difference here.
Well done. Paco Simón, many, many thanks. It's a beautiful, beautiful exhibition. And I love the simplicity of it. But also your awareness of the space and the gallery that you're using, but you don't overuse it. It's a really lovely exhibition. It's called Illuminating Walks by Paco Simón at the Leitrim Sculpture Centre till the 8th of August. I wish you continued success and every good wish on your travels, Paco.
Okay, thank you very much, Brandon.
So we finish up this season. We'll be back in September with another dramatic interpretation for radio by the Manor Hamilton Youth Theatre under the direction of Declan Drohan. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Pubble, the Arts Council and Leitrim County Council. And I'd particularly like to thank our sound engineer, Mark Gavin, for all the great work he's put in over the year. Look forward to chatting with you again in September. Wemshe Brendan Murray, Wergade Slán, Buinigi Sult as an Rain. Enjoy the sunshine. So here is Weird Serum by Adam Hatz Production.
Glen Centre, Theatre of the Air, presents Myth. Manor Hamilton Senior Youth Theatre in Tales for After Dark.
Adam Hatz presents
Sound, Crash of Thunder,
The Strange Dr. Weird.
Sound, Door Opens.
Good evening. Come in, won't you?
Sound. Door shuts. Vault thrown.
Good evening. You seem a bit nervous. Perhaps I would calm you with a little if I were to read to you from the Secret Journal of Professor Drake. It's a fascinating tale. I call it Journey into the Unknown.
Sound, Crash of Thunder.
There are some extremely interesting entries in Professor Drake's journal, particularly those beginning with the entry made October 1st, which reads, "Today, my son Paul has reached the final stages in preparation of his serum number 17. After 2 years of intensive work and 16 failures, he believes he's at last succeed."
But just think of it, Paul! Before you took the serum, you could only lift 200 pounds. But now, you can lift 400. Why? Your strength has been doubled.
Yes, with the added strength my serum will give him, man will be able to resist diseases that he succumbs to now. His lifespan will be lengthened by 20 or 30 years. Perhaps even...
Sound of doorbell ringing.
I'll answer it, Paul.
Sound of door opening.
Oh, it's you, Julia.
Yes, I want to see Paul.
Well, you can't, Julia. He's right in the midst of an experiment.
But I haven't seen or heard from him in 2 weeks. After all, I am his fiancé.
But, Julia, he can't be disturbed. He's in...
Sound of door open.
Oh, hello, darling.
Why, Julia.
Oh, Paul, you squeezed me so tightly.
I'm sorry, dear. I'm afraid I don't know my own strength.
Oh, that's all right. Paul, what kind of experiment is it you're working on?
Darling, I can't reveal anything yet. Not even to you. But when my work is done, you'll be the first one to hear about it.
Here's the entry for October 7th. Serum number 17 is effective beyond Paul's wildest hopes.
Just think of it, Paul! Today you were able to pick up 600 pounds with ease!
Yes.
Why? Why are you staring at yourself in the mirror so?
Father, do you notice any change in the shape of my head?
Why, no, Paul. And I'd certainly notice a change if there were one.
Yes, of course. It must be just my imagination.
On October 8th, he wrote, "This morning, when I entered the laboratory, I found Paul fast asleep at his desk. I woke him."
Paul, wake up! You should have gone to bed when I... Paul! No! It can't be!
What is it, Father? What's wrong?
Your face!
My face? Quick! Hand me that mirror!
Yes! Here!
No. No! I was right! Look at me, Father! My face has become broad, the features flattened, the cheekbones prominent, and notice how thick the hair my body has become. I've reverted to the Neanderthal man!
The Neanderthal man? But Paul! He existed 50,000 years ago!
Yes, I know! At the swift pace, I'm going backwards. It may only be a week, a few days, before I revert to an ape completely.
Paul! What are we going to do?
There's only one way I can save myself. I must find a neutralizer that will stop the serum from changing me into an ape before it's too late.
In his entry for October 10th, he wrote, "Paul has been working for 48 hours without rest, and so far has been unsuccessful in finding a neutralizer. This morning when I entered the laboratory, I could see that he was looking more and more like an ape every day."
Paul, you just can't go on this way. You've got to get some rest.
I can't rest. Every minute is precious. I lost 4 hours last night.
You lost 4 hours? I don't understand.
While I was working here last night, I glanced at the clock to find it was just 3 o'clock. Then the next thing I remember was finding myself in the hall, and the clock was just striking 7. I can't remember those 4 hours. Where I was, what I was doing. In those 4 hours, I lost my ability to think as a man. My mind became that of an ape. During those 4 hours, I actually was an ape.
This meat's burnt again. Well, you might try cooking it yourself. And so the quarrel started. One word led to another until she was in tears and he went out slamming the door behind him. It would never have happened if they had both not been nervous and keyed up. The children had been unruly and she had burnt her hand. To top the climax, the meat had burnt. He had been late for work, work had gone wrong, and on the way home the old bus had blown a tire. You have off days when everything seems to go wrong. Then you find yourself getting tense, nervous, irritable, jumpy. Try the soothing effect of Dr. Miles Everson's Nervine tablets. Be sure to read the full description in every package. At your drugstore, Dr. Miles Everson's Nervine tablets. At all drugstores, 35-cent and 75-cent sizes.
We return to the story of the terrible danger threatening this young scientist in just a moment. Meanwhile, for a breathing spell, a word from Dr. Weird.
Yes, yes. A breathing spell. Something pleasant to think upon. And what subject will be more appropriate at this fall season than hats? I'm sure my young friend here can tell you something most helpful about Adam hats.
Thank you, Doctor.
Gentlemen, Adam, hatter to famous Americans for many years, has created a brand new value in fine headgear for men. It's the Adam 5. Nowhere in America can you find a better buy. Try on Adam 5. See for yourself. Notice the perfect fit, the up-to-the-minute fashion, the quality feel of the lustrous fine fur felt. Every Adam 5 is fine fur felt, hand-blocked by master craftsmen. And you have a great variety of correct styles from which to choose. Try on Adam 5 tomorrow. You'll look right and feel right in one. Proud to be seen wearing one anywhere. For other Adam hats, choose from prices ranging from $3.45 to $10. If it bears the Adam crest of quality inside the crown, you can be sure of honest value. Now, let's return to Dr. Weird and his tale, Journey into the Unknown.
The entry for October 11th in Professor Drake's journal reads as follows. The change in Paul's appearance continued. His body is now completely covered with a heavy growth of hair, and his skin is rapidly turning to a deep brown and becoming coarse and calloused. His arms have lengthened to almost 5 inches, and he walks more and more in a stooped manner, with his hands almost touching the floor. And yet, no change in voice has been noted. On October 12th, he wrote, "Last night, Paul suddenly dropped the test tube and snarled at me. In that moment, he was completely an ape." The entry for October 13th reads, "Last night, when I came into the laboratory, I found the window open and Paul gone. I immediately rushed out into the night to find him. A few blocks away on a universal campus, I saw police gathered around the body of a girl who had just been murdered. Every bone in her body had been crushed. A few hours later, Paul returned to his house. He recalled nothing of what had happened or where he'd been. To prevent another accident from occurring, today I had steel bars placed over Paul's bedroom windows."
Sound of doorbell, door opened.
Oh, it's you, Julia.
Good evening, Mr. Drake. I want to see Paul.
Sound of door closing.
Now, I'm sorry, Julia, but Paul can't be disturbed. He's asleep in his room.
You've been putting me off for days, but this time I'm going to see him.
Julia, come back! You can't see him now!
Sound of bedroom door opened.
The light switch. Oh, here it is.
Sound of the light switch.
Julia, you shouldn't have...
Why, he isn't here. His room's empty.
He isn't here.
Why were those bars put over Paul's windows?
It's all part of the experiment, Julia.
Why, this window over here, it's as though someone bent the bars apart to escape. But no man could have bent those bars as strong as these. That ape!
What ape, Julia?
The one the police believed crushed the poor girl to death last night.
Now, really, Julia, do you think for a moment that...
You were using an ape in an experiment. This room was his cage and now he's escaped.
Julia, you're wrong. I assure you.
Paul's not looking for the ape, isn't he? And the ape's a killer.
Please, Julia.
I'm going to get the police.
At the latest, by day after tomorrow, and now a special message from the police headquarters. 20 minutes ago, an unidentified girl was found crushed to death. It's believed that she was killed by the ape that murdered Betty Ryan late last night. All residents are warned to get off the streets.
Sound. A radio turned off.
Father, I heard what that announcer said. I killed that girl tonight, didn't I? And the one last night, too. I'm a murderer.
Paul, listen to me. The police are looking everywhere for you. We haven't a moment to lose. The neutralizer we were working on last night. It should be ready by now, shouldn't it?
Yes. And this time I'm certain it will work.
You must take an injection before it's too late. And you revert forever to an ape.
Sound of pounding on door.
Open up in there. It's the police.
Quick, Father. The neutralizer, before it's too late.
Sound of pounding on door.
I have to fill this hypodermic, Paul, before I can give you the injection.
All right, you man. Break the door down.
Sound of door being slammed.
Hurry, Father, hurry.
I am!
Sound of door opening with a crash.
It's too late.
The ape! There he goes! Men, out the window.
Sound of crash of glass as Paul goes through window.
Paul! Paul, come back!
Mike, flash a warning to every patrol car. Issue Tommy guns to all the men. The orders are shoot to kill.
Keep doing that.
All right. Men, spread out. We've got the ape cornered now.
Please, Chief! You've got to listen to me! If you'll only let me inject this neutralizer into him, then there won't be any need for all this.
Oh, don't listen to him, Chief. That ape's a killer.
Yeah, we're going to put an end to that ape once and for all.
No, no, you can't. You don't understand. It isn't an ape. It's my son, Professor Drake.
Your son? I know an ape when I see one.
Yes, I know. But it's my son changed into an ape. This neutralizer will bring him back to normal.
You must be crazy. Okay, Mike, let him have it.
No! 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 I won't let you. I'm coming, Paul. I'm coming.
Mr. Drake, come back. Come back, do you hear? Hold your fire, Mike.
Oh, here I am, Paul. Paul, it's Father. I have the neutralizer.
Come away from that ape, Mr. Drake.
Paul, I have the injection. Here, give me your arm. Paul! No! No! Don't! Don't!
Ah! Oh, he's killed him. All right, Mike. He's dropped the old man's body now. Let him have it.
Sound of machine gun blasting away.
Oh, my chest. Father, where am I? What's happened?
It was a great pity about poor Professor Drake, wasn't it? He was so young. What am I going to do with his journal? I thought I might carry on his experiments, but I would need someone to assist me. As a sort of human guinea pig. Perhaps you would like to volunteer. Oh, you have to go? Too bad. Perhaps you'll drop in on me again soon. I'm always home. Just look for the house on the other side of the cemetery. The house of Dr. Weird.